Hello, Margaret.
Oh, can I help you, doll?
Oh, I was just dropping some files off, but could you do me a big favor?
Oh, for you, Dr. Dillon, anything.
Could you get me any files we have on an ex-patient, William MacDonald? He passed away here, A&E, 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And also on his father, Donald MacDonald. Can you print off their case and personal records and get them to me?
Oh, not a problem.
Thank you. That's a very nice blouse you're wearing.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Dillon. Oh, thank you. They don't feed you in here.
Your account of the incident last night was understandably a little vague. Could you tell us again what happened?
Well, I was walking down the park, as I always do, on the way back from my early evening shift. And this man jumped out of the bushes in front of me, demanding money. I told him I didn't have any. Then he pulled the knife out at me, when I just froze like a rabbit in headlights. I was so shocked. And that's when I fainted.
Miss Allen.
Oh, sorry.
Can you tell us anything of his hair or eye colour? Any facial hair or unusual features? Anything at all?
His face was part covered by a scarf and his hoodie. I can't remember anything else after that.
You did well in there.
I did?
Not really, but you popped your assault cherry. Hopefully it'll get easier. It's all part of getting used to what can happen in this little town of ours.
Aye, sir.
Talking of which, I presume you're aware of the festival the city is organising?
Yes, sir.
I want you to be on the Police Scotland team for the weekend. Do you think you can manage that?
Really? Thank you.
It'll mean double pay.
Yes. Not that that's the reason I'm interested, of course.
Of course.